Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt all starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, ladies and gentlemen, is indeed the broadcast for November 6th of the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. We're talking about scholars, ladies and gentlemen, the youth, the next generation, the people that are going to actually save this country. We better educate them, we better love them, we better befriend them, and we better work with them, and we better put our faith in them, because that's where it's headed. And when I hear the scholars stand up and deliver on topics of their choice, I feel a whole lot better about America, I can tell you that. Sam and Kurt had the opportunity to join former sheriff and current professor Richard Mack in his educational role at a charter school in Arizona. And I was able to listen to these students stand and deliver their well-written papers on the topics of their choice. I was impressed, to say the least. Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir. Give us your kind of take on it, and then we'll turn it over to Richard Mack before we introduce our next scholar.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. Well, you know, with those young scholars, as Sheriff Mack calls them, you know, they have so much in front of them and so much promise that they show. It's just fun to be part of it, and our hats are off to them.
Now, the good sheriff, what do you want to chime in on this? It's been an incredible voyage watching these students, huh?
Well, Sam, they've all taught me so much, and it's been really heartwarming and gratifying to see them reach up for the stars and to see when they really try and when they live the mottos of our class, like the number one rule is I can try. And then when Sheriff Clark came, he added to that, I will succeed. And to have Sheriff Clark and you come to our class and to be a part of this has been just totally amazing, and we're thrilled with the progress they're making and the impact that they're going to have on America.
Kurt, what impressed you the most topic-wise? In Kurt's absence, let's go to the good sheriff. What item stood out the most to you topic-wise, Sheriff?
Well, I have to tell you, Sam, the ones that really brought up constitutional principles and then that quoted the founders, anytime they did that, I was just really impressed. And that they got so fundamental in their presentations and historical was really kind of bringing everything together that we've been trying to focus on in class. And those the ones that did that brought together our vocabulary and the principles of our foundation, bringing in the Constitution, Patrick Henry, whose speech we studied a great deal in class, and now we're in the middle of studying Thomas Paine.
And by the way, speaking of Thomas Paine, Parker Ellsworth, I guess Richard Mack really had you guys focus a lot on Thomas Paine, huh?
Yes, sir. We did his, we just recently did his speech, The American Crisis, the one that was read to the Patriots at Valley Forge right before they attacked Trenton, and we went over that, and we also took, like, some of the amazing quotes, and we did, like, little short stories on them.
Did you like the Thomas Paine, or was it a pain?
I really liked it. He had some inspirational quotes, so it was kind of a old-timey language, but it was really good overall.
All right. Sheriff Richard Mack has what he called Mackisms, and that's where he puts his own kind of insight and kind of a line or two or a phrase about somebody. Do you remember what he said about Thomas Paine? There's something about the pen and paint and George Washington and such.
Remember, Parker? Thomas Paine was with the pen that Washington was with.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
With the sword, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry about that.
And they say the pen is mightier than the sword is the reason that it's so relevant, Parker.
Yeah.
And Parker, tell us, what did Washington do with Thomas Paine's writings right before they went to Trenton? What did he do? What did he use?
He had the American Crisis read to all his soldiers the day before, I believe.
And what effect did that have on them?
It was kind of like the first line affected them the most. It was, these are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the wind and the sunshine patriot will shrink from this crisis. And then it basically goes on to say that there's more glory for us to stay than those who left. So they're like, oh my gosh, we're going to do this, and we're going to be praised, and got this for freedom.
So. All right. Parker had the opportunity to stand and deliver as well. And Parker asked a very important question. Could communism be in America? And then you compare the USA to other communist countries. Where do you think we stand, Parker?
I think we're definitely going there, but I believe we still have about 25 years left till we get to full communism. That's just me, though.
And why do you think that? Give me a little insight of how you arrived there.
Well, when you're looking at communism, I kind of looked at the templates. And one of the things that the plate said about communism is it was seizing the private property belongs to the whole government. And so, when I'm looking at that, I'm like, well, I think it's more like land, because that's a big deal out here in Levine. We have, like, we're getting a new freeway, and I know some people, even at our school, who houses are being under eminent domain, and they have to move to other places. So, and then there's a bunch of other things, like, I don't have my picky with me, though. Sorry.
All right. Do you think communism is a good thing, Parker? You cool with that?
No, not at all. It's definitely the opposite of freedom. So if the Constitution does say that we need to for our freedom we need to follow these things and get this goal, but communism is just all against that. It's centralizing everything into one power, which is too much for one government to handle, in my opinion.
All right, how do we stop this slide, this move towards communism? Sadly, around the world, it seems like other nations that are communist are moving more towards our ideals, and sadly, we're moving more towards their ideals or their former way of life. How do we stop it?
I think we need to go back to our basics. That's basically what our history class is all about, is going back to our originals, because back then it was just about a perfect government. The most perfect government we've ever had was right after the Constitution was formed. We had a good president, we were making good laws, everyone was happy. So I think that's the government that we need to have today.
All right, return to the basics. One of the ways I like to say it is, you know what? The Constitution is the solution. It's provided more freedom to more people in the history of the world than any other plan put forth, period, bar none. Parker?
Yes, sir.
All right. What was the funnest thing you've done in the good Sheriff Richard Max class?
Well, yesterday we took the vocab from Thomas Paine's The Crisis, and we had a putting competition. You had to get a vocab word right, and then you got to put the golf ball into a hole, and I won a box of Cheez-Its.
All right, man. What do you call that? Constitutional miniature golf, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Do you remember what Sheriff Richard Mack said about the first rule in your class?
Yes, it was, I can try. But then he, after we had Sheriff Clark speak to us, he changed it to, I can try and I will succeed.
I can try, I will succeed. Parker, thank you so much. Parker Ellsworth, doing a great job standing and deliver in front of the class and now on the radio. You got 10 seconds, sir. What would you tell the world?
Go back to the Constitution. It's the best thing, and don't really go anywhere else.
Amen to that, my friend. Godspeed. Thank you so much. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, if the next generation gets that done, all I'm telling you is I'm in. Sheriff Richard Mack with us, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
It is a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. We're putting our faith in the scholars. And ladies and gentlemen, they're hitting it out of the park today on the radio, that's for sure. And Parker was the last one to get that done. And Parker Ellsworth said, could communism be in America? Documents, the answer is yes. If we don't turn things around, his guesstimation, his educated, scholarly estimation is, hey, in 25 years, we're going to be completely embracing communism if we don't change things. Wow, ladies and gentlemen. The youth get it. When I asked him what the solution was, he said, return to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. You got to dig that. He was well prepared. Lots of great points in his speech summarized on the radio. Next up the bat was Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby and the good sheriff who wants to be called professor now. Daisy Lines. Daisy starts out by talking about private property. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, Daisy.
Good morning.
Are you scared to be on the radio?
Yeah.
What's the funnest thing you've done in Richard Mash class? That ought to make it easier for you, huh? You got to talk super loud because I'm blind now.
Okay. Last week we walked across ice outside barefoot.
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah. It was to demonstrate what the George Washington's troops went through when they were traveling to the Delaware River to fight in the Battle of Trenton.
Now, your main topic was the Communist Manifesto's being used to destroy our rights, but you started out by talking about private property. I was impressed because most people don't really focus on private property being one of the most important rights. However, the whole goal of government is to protect life, liberty, and property. So I think you nailed it, but you asked a very important question. If the Constitution is designed to guarantee our rights, then why are we allowing the Communist Manifesto to destroy our freedoms? Incredible question, Daisy. How did you, one, pick your topic, and two, what did you discover along the way?
I picked it because when I grew up and we would study American history, they always talked about how World War I and II were against communism, but they never explained, like my teachers would never explain what communism was. So I was interested in finding out like the exact details in the Communist Manifesto. And if we Americans really did practice those
points. I think it's an important point people need to understand that, you know what, our rights are completely tied to private property. Good sheriff, if you lose private property rights, my question is, do you have any left?
Well, of course you don't. And Daisy did an excellent job on her presentation. And lo and behold, you know, she's an A student, does well on everything. And that she had this much insight on this topic doesn't really surprise me. And she really knocked it out of the park with her presentation. And her written report was one of the best ones also. Maybe that's a little follow-up everybody needs to understand. They had to do an oral presentation. They also had to do a written report on their same topic.
Which was harder for you, the stand and deliver, Daisy, or the written part?
Probably the stand and deliver.
That stand-up stuff's hard for you, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I'm good at it because all you got to do is be goofy, and then people go, all right, he's an idiot, but at least he's kind of fun. All right. So what did you learn along the way? I mean, obviously you grew up and were fascinated with these topics, but what would you say the most important thing that you discovered along your journey for the stand-up presentation and the written report? What did you discover? Anything?
I was really surprised because here in America, we really do practice almost all of the 10 planks, and I was just surprised that.
Yeah, like number 10, compulsory education. Everybody's forced to go to government schools.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think we can do to stop it, or do you think it's a good thing? Are you loving it? Are we just going into communism with happiness?
I think if we just, as Parker said, return to the law of the land, we can fix it.
All right. One of the big keys, I think, is we need to obey the law and turn to the Constitution for guidance when it comes to the checks and balances and the proper role of limited government. No doubt we need to chain down bureaucrats with the Constitution. But we also need to, most importantly, be a moral people, Daisy.
Yeah.
What do you think that means to be a moral people? Any idea?
I think we need to, like, reestablish our values, like honesty, integrity, and obeying the Constitution.
Well, what's your prediction? Do you think we're going to get it done? Do you think we're going to do it as a people, or do you think we're just going to melt down into communism?
I don't know. It's not for me to say.
Sheriff, I, for one, have faith in the future. I know things are dismal looking. I get all that. But I also know America has the genius, unlike any other nation, because we turn to God. And with God, all things are possible, you know?
Well, I think we're seeing the current political correctness starting to take hold in America, and people are starting now to wake up and reject it. And I think that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump is doing as well as he can, because I think most people know that he's just a businessman, he's just a money man. But He's not a regular Democrat and Republican, and people are fed up with the Democrats and Republicans because they have not done exactly what Daisy and Parker have said we need to do, and that is return to those basic fundamental values that made America great. And, in fact, that's just what Daisy said. We've got to get back to honesty, integrity, and the Constitution. If we fail to do that, America will die. And I think Daisy and Parker both, in fact, all the scholars that have been on the program so far have been just absolutely amazing in presenting the remedy and solutions for America today.
All right, what'd you think of David A. Clark Jr., Daisy?
I thought he was amazing. He was so inspiring.
And did you get to take a picture with him?
Yeah.
Sam, I don't know if I told you this before, but we called up about 20 to 25 scholars who have been exceptional as of late, and they all got to go up to the front and take a picture with Sheriff Clark.
Hey, man, I got my picture with Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., too. I stood up there in front of the National Press Club, and they took a video of me and Clark, and, man, compared to me, that guy's teeny, isn't he?
Yeah.
Actually,
how tall is he, Daisy?
What?
How tall is Sheriff Clark?
Very tall.
Dude's like 6'5 or something crazy. All I'm telling you is when I was standing next to the guy, man, I looked like a little punk. The guy's huge.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful he's a friend of mine. Here's what's fascinating. When it comes to restoring the country, Daisy, you mentioned that we all got to return to the Constitution. I agree. We got to be a moral people. I agree. But one thing that's fascinating is no one's bringing up parties or no one's bringing up. And David A. Clark Jr. is a Democrat black man. I'm a constitutional white man, but you know what? We agree on almost everything because it isn't about party. It isn't about race. It isn't about it. It's about Americans and about simple guidelines for success. I find that fascinating that we can blur all those divisions they try to put in front of us and ignore them and move forward with the business at hand, right?
Yeah.
What would be the best way you think we can get that done? In other words, we as a country can turn towards the Constitution, but what can Daisy do? Can you do anything?
I can stand up for my rights in my community. We can all do that.
I think it's important. Do you remember your class motto?
There's two.
Two of them?
Succeed. Yeah, one of them is I can try and I will succeed. And the other one is from the movie Cinderella, Have Courage and Be Kind.
All right, I'm going to give you one last one that I think you guys all ought to consider. When we think about I can try, which is, I think, the key to success, I will succeed certainly is another idea. But how about I got this? Whenever the sheriff says I can try or I will succeed, you just got to look at him and say, I got this, sheriff. I got it, man. What do you think, Daisy?
Most of them do, Sam.
If you could tell the world anything in 10 seconds, Daisy Lyons, what would you say?
I'm not sure.
Have courage and be kind.
There you go. All right, Daisy, thank you so much.
Daisy, thanks. We'll
thank
see you Monday.
You.
Daisy Lyons on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Just one of many scholars gracing the broadcast excellence today on your favorite radio station.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, that's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and oh, compare the results, you will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Incredible broadcasting marches right along. We have student scholars on your radio from former Sheriff Richard Mack's class. They're down in Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, at a charter school. And, man, Sheriff Mack has some fascinating opportunities as a teacher to present to them. They're learning about Thomas Paine, and they don't even think it's a pain. How do you like that? Richard Mack has Mackisms, which he talks about quite often. One of them is Thomas Paine is to the pen as George Washington is to the sword. And many people say the pen's mightier than the sword. Well, I believe hard-hitting talk radio is mightier than them all. Just saying. All right, so we got scholar students who have the opportunity to stand up and present their topic of choice. Sam and Kurt had the great opportunity to travel to Arizona and be part of this. I'm telling you, it was amazing. And when you see these scholars, these students, research their topics and put their heart and soul into it, man, it's impressive. And you believe, you know what? America's actually going to make it, folks. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, when you learn from these students, you realize how important that really is. And I just want to say one of the things that I stood up and talked about for the students before they all had the chance to present, and I was able to rate their speeches and Sheriff Mack was grading them, etc. I told them, you know what, I want you to be passionate about your topic. I want you to deliver. I want you to just make me feel and understand what you believe and why and where you are on your topic and make it real to me. And they did. In fact, our next scholar did so in a very serious way because one of the models for Sheriff Richard Mack is I can try. Then Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. added to that and said, I will succeed. Well, this next, in my opinion, scholar did both. She tried, and she absolutely succeeded. Now, first off, she lost her voice. She couldn't even talk for the presentation, believe it or not. But she did believe I can try, and she walked over to me, stood right in front of me, and whispered her speech, and it was tremendous. I was super impressed with that because it would have been so easy for her to say, you know what, I'm out, I'm not doing it, I can't. She didn't do it. She just absolutely tried. She delivered, she succeeded, and it was tremendous. Her name is Carla. Now, say your last name. Is it Yoruba?
Hi, good morning. My name is Carla Yoruba.
All right. Welcome, Carla. So you had the opportunity to speak to me personally about this. It was most impressive. You talked about the importance of marriage. Why is marriage so important, Carla?
Well, we don't know where married life is to come from, but, like, legalization and licensing of marriage began in the 19th century. But according to the law, only marriage between man and woman. But in the actuality, it's not like that. They couldn't be married, but man and man, woman and woman. So, please explain something like that. And I talk about the Bible. Now, in the Bible, the forefathers, Isaac and Jacob, married cousins. But in the actuality, cousins are more in the Middle East. But Abraham married his half-sister. So now we don't know what is right and what is wrong.
What do you think? Should marriage be between a man and a woman?
In the churches can be, but in the actuality can be. Because if you start thinking, that type of marriage can be legalization by God. Because all that we have today is by God. They make all this stuff. So some people are obsessed with the churches, and now, because the Bible says just woman and man, so they can be just woman and man now.
Do you believe the Bible, or do you think we ought to go a different way?
I'm Catholic, and I believe in Bible, but with the same sex, because I'm not racist, me racist, me nothing like that. But sometimes, like, you know, in some countries, you can marry like a woman and a woman, but in the Bible didn't say that. So I'm both ways, but more like you can marry whatever you want, do whatever you want, because you can even do that by God.
Yeah, I heard one guy, this is a true story, he wanted to marry his TV sheriff.
Yeah.
So there you go. He just said, hey, man, I spend more time with my TV than anybody else, and I love my TV. My TV loves me, and you know what? And he literally did a marriage ceremony with his TV. It was a news article that I found.
Wait, what would you do when your TV breaks down and you have to get a new one? Does he have to get a divorce?
I think he just replaces the TV and calls it good. There you go. All right. It's a strange story indeed. But one of the things that impressed me is when Carla brought up the Bible, she stands by her religion. She's a Catholic. She believes in a religion. It matters to her. She brought up the Bible because that to her is kind of the definitive on that, Sheriff. You okay with that?
Yeah, they get to talk about that, and we all get to an extent. And we also get to quote any of the founders. And, of course, we all know that the foundation for America was the Bible. So Carla hit it out of the park on that, and she's really a beautiful little girl, and she's a wonderful scholar. She always tries. And, Sam, that you brought up how she epitomized trying in the class, because there were other people. There were one or two scholars in all six classes that we did that refused to get up in front of you and in front of the class. Carla could have used an excuse and said, hey, I've lost my voice, I don't feel good. And instead, she was so beautiful about it, and she had such a great smile and a great attitude. And she stood proudly right in front of you. And quite honestly, it was the highlight of the whole time that you were there. We have a picture of it with her standing there talking to you. I still have that picture on my phone. And Kurt took a picture of it also. And she just did a beautiful job. And as you can tell, you know, her primary language is Spanish, and luckily I have the gift of tongues, and I am able to talk with her in Spanish quite a bit in class, and she turns in some of her work in Spanish, and we have a great relationship. She's very well educated. She comes from a very good family, and I really admire her presentation, but more importantly, I admire her fortitude in standing in front of the class and giving one of the best presentations and probably the most humble and powerful presentation of anybody in the whole school.
Now, Carla, I believe that your willingness to try, your desire to succeed, that's going to take you far in life, I'm convinced, because that's what the world's made up of, is followers and leaders. And when you stand up and do your very best, when you write and do your very best, even if it's not your you know, your first language, if you will. Hey, it says something about who you are at your core. And I'm telling you, people can see that, and people will reward those type of solid efforts and that kind of desire that they can see in you. What have you liked the most in Sheriff Mash classes?
Well, I like when I talk with him in Spanish because he helped me with some words. And I like because, like he said, we have a great relationship. And then I'm so proud of him because I'm never boring his class. I'm always do something. That's a great class. I love that class. And I love how he made all this question, all this quote. Like, he always had an answer. I love that class.
All right. It's going to be one of the most memorable classes of your educational opportunity, I can tell you that. Have you done anything fun? What's the funnest thing you've done in this class?
Well, last week we talking about how the Americans in England, Alemanians walk on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
He make us to walk on the ice. That was so great.
Did you like that?
Cool. Yeah, because we are like 10 seconds on the ice, but they were 9 hours for 20 miles.
Wow.
So we can know why.
But it does make it real, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does help you understand. Was the ice hot? Was it hot?
No.
It was cold. All right. Just making sure. Because they say global warming. I figured you might have hot ice down there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it was a beautiful day, Sam, and I had a hard time keeping the ice going because we had to keep running over to Safeway and buying more bags of ice all day long because it was like 87 degrees. The sun was shining. And so... It probably wasn't the best time of year, but it was the time we were discussing Battle of Trenton and crossing the Delaware and Thomas Paine's American Crisis and Common Sense. So we had to do the best we could. So, you know, I spent about $150 on ice, and then Safeway was good enough to give me about another 70 bags.
All right, there you go. It'll be a memory they'll never forget, and that's kind of one of the keys to education and learning. Carla, if you could tell the world anything in 10 seconds, what would you tell the world?
I'm going to tell about marriage licenses. Like, in the Bible can say something, but if you want to do something else, God never judges you. So do whatever you want and be with the law.
You got to follow God's laws if you want his trust. There's no doubt about it. Carla, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Another scholar hits it out of the park on Liberty Roundtable. Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing the topics the children pick. I shouldn't say children, they're scholars, but man, when you look at them at first, you think these guys are young, they don't have a clue. Then when they stand up and speak, you go, man, they actually know something. It's quite impressive, to say the least. We're talking to former Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about his class at a charter school in Arizona. Sheriff Richard Mack is now the professor, the teacher, and we've got scholars coming on the radio talking about their incredible topics. They've picked their topics themselves. They've then had to write a paper on those topics, in other words, deal with it written, and then they've also had to stand up and give an oral presentation. Sam and Kurt were able to go down there and watch that live. It was tremendous, to say the least, and it gives you hope for America. It's just impressive, to say the least. Carla did a great job without her voice, stood up for her religion, for marriage, and basically finished by saying, you know what, if you do what God asks, he can trust you. And if you don't, then God can't trust you. Valuable, important point to make. Our next scholar, Tiana Beck. And what's fascinating about Tiana is she talked about drugs, like a lot of the students did, but she had a completely different take. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, Tiana.
Hello.
You ready to go on the radio?
Yes, I am.
You scared?
A little nervous.
You're going to be all right?
Yes.
All right, we'll take good care of you, I promise. Now, you, interestingly enough, said this. Why are we letting so many people get drugs every day in America? Great question. Do you have an answer?
I was going to say because they're letting the different kinds of people get so many access to all these different kinds of drugs. And I'm wondering, like, why are they letting them be able to have, like, all these kinds of different drugs, you know? Like, thinking that they can drive either under the influence and hurting people or putting all these drugs in their system.
What do you think? Are you cool with everybody getting all kinds of drugs? Do you want to legalize drugs?
Yes, I want to. Or, no, let's say we can make it not available for them, so we can have, like, a healthy and safe community.
Okay, so do you want people to be able to do drugs? Do you want them to be legal or illegal?
Illegal.
Okay, so you are the only one. I guess there was one other student, I got to say, who were you and the other student were the only two that wanted to advocate for drugs to remain illegal. You took the other side of the argument, which I found impressive, because you're not just going along to get along with the crowd, right? You actually think on your own what you think. How did you come to your conclusion?
I did a lot of research to see how these drugs are affecting so many people and how they're affecting so many lives. That's why I say we should make it illegal so they won't have no access to it.
All right. Do you think the government can make it illegal? They tried it with alcohol, the 18th Amendment, and that was a failure. They had to make alcohol legal again. Do you think drugs could be different?
It could be. I think it could be, but I still agree that so many people shouldn't have them or shouldn't have, like, the access to them, you know?
What about the idea of letting marijuana be legal, but maybe some of the harder drugs illegal or something like that?
Yeah, we can say marijuana could be illegal, but, like, the harder drugs, like you said, it could be illegal. So we can have not so many people under or high every day or hurting other people.
You don't do drugs, right?
Nope, I do not.
All right. Well, it's kind of a hot topic. What made you choose that topic?
This one, the reason why I choose this is because when I was, like, researching and stuff, I was seeing how it was affecting so many people and that so many families were getting hurt because of all these drug addicts and stuff. And some people were even scared to leave the house. Well, not leave, like, to drive because of all these people that are either high or that are under the influence or scared and they're trying to protect their kids. Like that.
Does religion or God have anything to do with your desire to make drugs illegal?
No. Well, God, yeah. There was one thing that he had said that there was, I forgot how to, let's see how I can put it. Like, there was one thing he said that if so many people have these drugs, then, like, if we make them illegal, then most people will feel safe and better. Like, feel safe about our community.
So are we talking about a moral issue then, where you say, hey, if the government says it's legal, people think it's okay morally, but if the government would make it illegal, then people realize it's not okay to do drugs. Is that kind of the idea?
Yes, that's there you go.
All right. Like, Sheriff, what do you think? Is she right?
Well, it's hard for me to disagree with Tiana on anything because she's really a smart scholar. She really applies herself in class. She had one of the most unique beginnings, Tiana, I don't remember your first sentence, but I know it was one of the best openings of anybody. Do you remember what it was?
No, I do not.
I wish I had it in front of me. I should have brought your report because, Sam, I tell you what, her opening statement just knocked it out of the park and the way she posed the whole thing. And you know what? And I have to tell the audience also, Tiana has a face for television. This is really too bad that we don't have her on television.
Yeah, we're doing a disservice for her on the radio, aren't we?
We really are, because she has a good voice, yes, but she's really a beautiful girl, and she's absolutely a joy in class. She's always well-behaved. She obviously has a good mother who has taught her correctly. And, you know, I actually don't agree with Tiana's stance on drugs. I worked in the drug enforcement field for too long, and I think that it's time to legalize them and leave people alone. It's a freedom issue to me.
I'm going to build a bridge. I'm going to build a bridge between the two sides here, though, for a second, and say this: we none of us want really people to have all kinds of drugs and have their lives melt down. The reality is, though, that's not really the discussion or the divide line like people want to think that it might be, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's how I am, and I hate drugs just like Tiana. We both agree, and she doesn't use drugs. And you can tell that she does not. She leads a very clean life, and she's a good example of that to others. And if all the other scholars and people across this country would follow her example in staying away from drugs, making that choice for yourself, that's really the solution and the answer. People have got to find the strength inside themselves to stay away from these horrible substances, to lead a clean life, and follow proper virtues and values.
I think Sam Bushman of Liberty Roundtable Live and Tiana ought to write a rap song, Don't Smoke Dope. This ain't no joke. What do you say, Tiana?
That's good. I like that.
You like that?
And I just found the war on drugs thing, the one that about my report for my opening. I put, it has been the longest war in America. The war was declared by Richard Nixon during the 1970s due to abuse of dangerous drugs.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it, Sam, is she brought it to, it's the longest war in American history. And that really hit me. It was very creative. It was powerful, comparing this war to all the other wars we've ever been in. And then that's what got me, too, is I've looked at how long this war has been, and I've looked at what good it has done America, and that's why I don't support it anymore. And I know Tiana and I probably agree on that part. But
I do.
The bottom line is this, Sam. We have a very intelligent scholar on the radio with us right now who has brought up some very interesting points about the drug war. And I'm going to write a book about all of this, and I'm going to use some of it in Tiana's wisdom in this, in stating
that there are solutions for America, and maybe we need to start listening to people like Tiana and some of the other scholars that we've had on today. Maybe they have better solutions than the crazy adults do.
Well, you're right about that. Tiana, what's been the funnest thing in Sheriff Richard Mack's class?
The funnest thing is how we have been learning about our different founding fathers. And another one I can say is, like, how he's been a great help to our class, like, with all these different words that we've been using, such as, like, sunshine patriot, which means, like, someone involved in a cause. And another one I had found very interesting is highwayman, which is a highway robber. I can say he's been, like, a great help to our class.
Is it ever boring, Tiana?
No.
That's the main thing. How about, did you walk on the ice?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Do you remember your class motto?
The class motto?
Motto, yeah.
What's the number one rule?
I think the class motto is don't do drugs, just say no.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
All right. No, what is it really? Come on.
What's the number one rule in class?
I can try.
Yeah.
All right. And do you remember what the other one is, the motto?
I will succeed.
That goes with the I will try, I will succeed. But there's one other, I think it has, is it like the Wizard of Oz or something? Maybe I'm confused.
Cinderella.
Oh, Cinderella, yeah.
Oh, that one I don't remember.
Come on now, have courage and be kind, Tiana.
Oh, have courage and be kind. Okay, there we go.
Even when everybody else wants to promote dope.
No, we can't. We have to not let them do that.
All right. If you had the 10 seconds to tell the world anything, what would you say, Tiana?
I would say Sheriff Mack is a great teacher. He's been a big help to me and my scholars. And I can say thank you for that, Sheriff, and really appreciate all the help that you have gave me.
Tiana, thank you so much. Have a delightful weekend.
You too.
There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. We have had 8 scholars on the radio. We're going to be doing this every Friday for several Fridays. We got a lot more to come. They picked selected topics of their choice, and they gave a written and an oral report. Now they're doing it on the radio. I'm telling you, these people all deserve A's. Sheriff, get it done. Have a delightful weekend. We're flat out of time, but I'm telling you right now, when you see these students deliver, you have hope in America. And I run around at LibertyRoundtable.com and tell people, this nation shall endure.